wonder if you've ever had a close call going through a yield sign and someone was coming faster than you thought. Am I the only one? But I have been driving down the highway before and people not even slowing down for the yield sign. And I'm sure that has caused a lot of accidents. But Jesus gave us some signs. All of these signs are happening today so fast that it blows the mind. Matthew 24:7, he gives us four signs. He's talking about his second coming here. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom.
Right.
How many believe that's happening like never before?
Right.
And there shall be famines. You know, we're pretty blessed here in America, but there are parts of the world in severe drought and famine, and millions starve every year because of that.
Right.
And pestilences. Do I have to even talk about that? 600,000, that's a pestilence. And earthquakes. Haiti just received another earthquake. Four signs of his coming. How many know these signs? How many believe these signs? Well, I believe them. And the Bible says, when all these things are happening, lift up your eyes, for your redemption draws nigh. It's even at the door. But I want to look at the book of Luke, chapter 17, verse 26 tonight. And we're talking about, remember, Lot's wife. Now, this is a little different than Matthew 24, when Jesus talks about his second coming. He kind of goes in a little bit different direction. Luke records here. But this is about his coming. Luke 17, 26, and just as it was in the day of Noah, so it will be in the time of the second coming of the Son of Man. They did eat, and they drank, and they married wives. They were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. What is he saying here? He's saying that this, everything was just normal. Everything seemed to be fine. They were eating. They were going to get their coffees. They were going to weddings. And they didn't have a clue what was coming. But then he shifts gears and he says this. Likewise, also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat. They did drink. They bought. They sold. They planted. They built. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be. Wow. Thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. In that day, he which is upon the housetop and his stuff in his house, let him not come down and take it away. And he that is in the field, let him likewise not return back. What he's saying is, when it happens, you don't have time to do anything. It's over. Then he closes by, remember Lot's wife. Wow. We don't talk a lot about the day of God's wrath. But I remember a message from years ago, the day that God has no mercy. Thessalonians talks about the day of God's wrath. We're not appointed under wrath because we know Christ.
Amen.
But there is coming a day of wrath. And that's what Jesus was trying to say. He said, just like judgment came in Lot's day, there was those that were saved, but most of them were not saved. When I come back, there'll be judgment. Interesting that he told us about Lot's wife. Look at Genesis chapter 19, verse 23. We're going to go back to the story here. When it happened. The sun was risen upon the earth when Lot entered into Zoar. Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the cities and that that which grew up upon the ground. Look at verse 26. But his wife looked back. She became a pillar of salt. The angel had told Lot and all of them, don't look back. Everybody say, don't look back. This has always fascinated me. Why would God judge her, turn her into a pillar of salt, because she just looked back? I mean, you know, she was kind of looking to see if her house was on fire. Why did she look back? Well, it's a lot deeper than her just wanting to see the reigning judgment. We're going to talk about, which I believe the scriptures tell us and warn us about looking back. Not that we're going to be turned into a pillar of salt, but we can lose our salt and not be who God wants us to be. You see, we need to go back here and find out how this all started. How did it get to the place where Lot's wife looked back? Well, let's go to Genesis 13, verse 12. Abram dwelled in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelled in the cities of the plain. And here it is. And pitched his tent towards Sodom. Wow. Where are we pitching our tent? America, where are you pitching your tent? Where am I pitching my tent toward? Where am I pitching my life? What am I facing in my life? Is my tent towards the world, its philosophies, its pleasures? Is my tent just toward me, my selfie life? How have I pitched my tent? Well, Abram, who became Abraham, went the opposite of where Lot went. Actually, according to the scriptures, where Lot chose looked a lot better than Abraham. It was well watered. So Lot said, I'm going there, but Abraham wasn't going by what he saw. How many believe the world can just paint this picture like it's all together? And all the music, and you got to keep up with the hairstyle and everything. Oh man, come on, party. It looks good. But we don't go by what we see. We walk by faith. And sometimes God leads us not to the pleasant green parts of life, but to an altar where I get before my Savior and I show accountability to heaven that made me. You see, Lot dwelt in the wrong place.
Right. Amen.
America started out with Christian men kneeling in Jamestown on the Bible, their hands on the Bible. Now it's outlawed in our schools. America has pitched its tent towards Sodom. Our Supreme Court wouldn't even stand up and say no. No, we're not going to allow gay marriages. No, they said, go ahead, it doesn't matter. Putting their fist in the face of God, who made man. And I believe everyone can be saved. I believe the grace of God can find anyone. But we have pitched our tent towards Sodom as a nation. We are a post-Christian nation that's religious. But we are not the Christian nation we were 200 years ago. That's one of the reasons that church has become insignificant to a lot of people. They no longer believe, upon this rock, I'll build my church. And the problem with that is, we're going to have a lot of people like Lot's wife they're going to look back at the wrong time. Jesus gave us the parable of the 10 virgins. Even the wise ones slumbered and slept. But the foolish took no oil. You see, they were too busy partying. They were too busy wondering about their reputation. They were too busy with their stuff. They were too busy looking the wrong place. Lot should not have pitched his tent towards Sodom. It cost him his wife later on. She looked back. I have two things. Well, I believe she looked back. The first one, she ignored the word of the Lord. She ignored it. The word of the Lord said, listen, don't look back. How many believe the Bible is there not just to tell us how blessed we are, not just there to make us happy? The book of Jude says that God's able to keep us from falling and present us before His glorious presence. But before He gets there, He talks about this. He says, remember this, that those God saved out of Egypt, He later destroyed. Now, why would the Holy Spirit put that in there? It's to warn us that you can't go through the yield sign and not look the other way. You can't go 95 into 35. That's not there to make us fearful that God's going to send us to hell. It's to show us we better not pitch towards Sodom. She ignored the word of the Lord. Do you know what? The hearers of the word are not blessed. It's the doers of the word. Second thing, she looked back. She betrayed her future by her secret love for Sodom. Yeah. See, Sodom wasn't just about perversion. If you get in the book of Ezekiel, he talks about idleness, love, pleasure, idolatry. Those are some pride. Those are some of the sins of Sodom, but she betrayed her future. Is there anything in this world worth missing this hope? Is there anything in this world worth missing him saying, well done? I don't think so. Lot's wife, she didn't know it was coming. How many know there's millions of people on the earth have no clue that a trumpet's going to blow us? How many know there's many Christians across the world, they don't realize they're pitched their tent the wrong way. And God in His mercy has kept us and kept the church and kept the men and women of God to proclaim to them, like Joel said, put the trumpet to your mouth and blow the trumpet. Sound an alarm in Zion. You know, every year at my house, I'll be walking through my house and all of a sudden I hear the smoke detector over here and the one over here going off. That's because the battery is low since we placed it. Many people have suffered consequences because they didn't replace that little battery. You see, God's sounding an alarm to His church. It's not just being be prosperous and all. It's really a trumpet to say, get ready, get ready, get ready. And we want as many people as we can bring into this ark. Amen. We want as many that will hear the word. That's why we do outreaches. That's why on this land we don't do just social things. Everything we do on this land is covered because it's ministry. It's the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ to reach out, because remember Lot's wife. Look at Peter says, 2 Peter 2:4. For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them unto chains of darkness, to be reserved unto judgment, spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly. and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly. And he delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy lifestyle, actually the Hebrew says, of the wicked. For that righteous man, dwelling among them and seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. You know, there's times I look around and see, and I'm vexed in my spirit. If you and I never get vexed at the things that are eroding around us, if we never get vexed about the sex trafficking with these young girls, if we never get vexed that our colleges are full of atheism and all types of, and it never vexes us, then I wonder how much we really are connected to God. Because if we don't understand the time, then we'll be like Lot's wife. Even though Lot made a mistake by pitching his tent towards Sodom, he still, in his heart, wanted what was right. You see, righteousness is wanting what is right. How many believe that there is a right and a wrong? How many believe there is good and there is evil? There is a way that seemeth right unto a man. The ends thereof are the ways of death. The gospel is not just the good news of Christ's death and burial. It's also a warning. Paul said, warn the wicked. Save some by mercy and some by fire. The job of the church isn't to paint a picture that God is just a big Santa Claus up there, but he's a righteous God, a loving God, a God that will come with 10,000 of the saints on horses, whose eyes burn like fire, and on his thigh there's written a name, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. There is a lordship, there is accountability, there is a submission to the King of all the earth. Give God a praise, somebody. We should be vexed at times. We should be moved by all the ungodliness in the world. We should be moved by it because we are living in a time when men are calling good evil and evil good, like the days of Judges. And you don't want to know, family of God, what that produces? This is what it produces. In the book of Joshua, it says, there arose another generation that knew not the Lord or his ways. Boy, do we have some work cut out for us. Boy, if it's ever time to put away our own immaturities, our own issues, our own complaining, and our own division, if there's ever a time to put away the stuff that causes us not to grow into the... It's now. It's now. How can we complain when a family with little children are in a stadium with no covering, with rain all night, no food? How can we even think about complaining when God has blessed us so? Lot was vexed. When's the last time that something vexed you? I'm not talking about people's imperfections or their personality or being irritated at something. I'm talking about, oh God, how low are we going to go in this world? How low is America going to go? Are we going to be apostates? It does matter. And you know, all this is setting the stage for the Antichrist. The Bible says the spirit of Antichrist is already here. You know, they can say, you know, you notice when people pray and stuff, they don't say Jesus, they say God or amen. You see, there's only one name. So, your soul is vexed. That's because God is in you. He's righteous. He's righteous and He's love. He's grace and He's truth. Nothing secret will not be revealed. Paul said even the thoughts and motives of men will be revealed in the judgment seat. That's not a decision whether I go to heaven or not.
Amen.
Those are my eternal rewards in the day. I love the message of faith, prosperity, blessing. But I also love the message that He's going to come. And when He comes, He's not coming as the tired healer. He's not coming as the prophet. He's not coming to answer my prayer. Revelation says He's coming to execute judgment on the earth. Not for His people, but for those who've rejected Him. We have no idea what that's going to be. When He blows the trumpet and 10,000 on horses, you think Star Wars is something. You think when He comes, it's going to be beyond we can even think. But it's true. And how many even of God's people used to believe that? The enticements of the world caused them to pitch their tent towards Sodom. Jesus said, remember Lot's wife. Remember I gave her an opportunity. I gave her mercy when I told her not to look back.
Amen.
But she loved the world more than she loved God. The world and its lust are perishing. But as I close, you know, I thought about Lot's wife. She probably wasn't convinced about the sin and so on. She probably didn't commit to her husband in that aspect. They probably had money because he was blessed, and Abraham's brother was blessed. And sometimes I love blessing, but we have to be careful when we're blessed. Because it can lead to a wrong perspective of the God. I'll take the blessing. This is what I say. When God blesses you, when God promotes you, you should double your prayer time.
Amen.
Why? When God heals, you should double your prayer time.
Amen.
Because prayer is communion with God. I want to spend more time with you. That can cause someone to slowly move their tent. It's the last time you just took a week, came before God, didn't pray for anybody, didn't ask anything, didn't remind God what was happening. His glory is only a week. So here we go. It's called waiting on God. See, it's not our long, elaborate prayers that impress God. I find out long, elaborate prayers, sometimes just telling Him what today's news are. Now, there's times of intercession. But that's not the highest realm of prayer. Every gift finds its highest source in just fellowshipping with God. People want to be more anointed. They want to be anointed with a gift. It only comes with more fellowship with God. Somewhere, Lot's wife did not come. connect the Spirit of God. Our church in Petersburg is a unique church in this area. Not only apostolic and prophetic, not only prophetic and evangelistic, not only evangelistic and pastoral. Each one of those requires a certain amount of anointing and a certain amount of understanding how God wants to build His church. Some churches, denominations, it's all pastoral. But whatever gifting God has given us, it's not for us. Lot's wife, for God, God created her. God had a plan for her. And what happened? Because Lot's wife, I'm going to stop with this, turned into a pillar of salt. Lot got drunk, had incest with his two daughters, and produced enemies of the Lord even till now. America, get your tent back.
Amen.
Let's go. Because what you can produce, if you don't, goes to the next generation. Can God find the Rock Church of Petersburg with people at perfect unity, judge each other, forgive quickly, get over squabbles immediately? The day is far spent, the night is at hand. Let's remember Lot's wife. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's give the Lord a praise.
Amen.